When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome everybody to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. Folks, tomorrow, this being Wednesday, as we all know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's a special time when we gather with family and friends to share our gratitude through America's traditional expression of love, the food coma. This year, your Thanksgiving might look a little different because prices are up on almost everything from frozen pie crusts to pumpkin pie mix to a dozen dinner rolls. Well, there goes my favorite dessert, a dozen dinner rolls. These high prices are caused by a variety of factors, including the war in Ukraine, high fuel prices. But the number one factor, according to experts, is Hunter Biden's laptop. But it's not just the supporting players. It's also the star of the show, Tom Turkey. In addition to inflation, a blight of avian flu means that Thanksgiving 2022 is shaping up to be a tough one for Turkey. To be fair, I'm pretty sure every Thanksgiving is a tough one for Turkey. Even, sure, why not? A little applause before they meet their end. Even if you can get your hands on some of that dry cloth-flavored meat, it will likely be much smaller than you're used to because some turkeys may not have had the full amount of time to get the 20 pounds before Thanksgiving. Oh. So turkey is that friend now. Oh, I'm just so little. No matter what I eat, grain, berries, regional grasses, I'm like, I'm drowning in this waddle. It's so annoying. I'm jealous. You eat anything and get fat. The shortage has become so dire that Arby's, and this is true, is warning customers that turkey sandwiches are not available and has posted temporarily out of stock on menu boards, forcing them to change their slogan from, "We have the meats," to, "Want a cup of horsey sauce?" Of course, I kinda do. The day after you've shared your meal with family and friends, it's time for the next tradition, trampling them at Best Buy for a pair of Bluetooth headphones, because it's Black Friday. While most of Black Friday sales come from big businesses, we here at The Late Show have been trying our best to support the little guys out there. Since the very beginning of the pandemic, we have worked to give independently owned companies a boost with the hashtag Colbert Small Biz Bump, and have highlighted them, dozens of them, here on the show. The response has been tremendous. Just listen to the owners of Proust Pets in Lansing, Michigan, after we mention their store on this show.
Hi, guys. It's Kirby from Proust Pets. If you haven't heard, there's something really cool. We were featured, Proust Pets was featured, on Stephen Colbert. Sean and I had planned to go live today and do a creative video for Small Biz Bump. My bump had other plans. I'm now dilated to 3 centimeters and was sent home to do nothing but take baths, and this is my own self-prescription. If you haven't tried Ben and Jerry's Minter Wonderland, it's like the best ice cream on the planet. I'm gonna sign off now and continue laboring and have a baby.
Just to be clear, that is wonderful.
Wow. Yeah.
That's beautiful to hear. But just to be clear, getting the Colbert Small Biz Bump does not cause pregnancy that I know of. This video, of course, is very touching, and I hope everything went well, but I do have one small issue. Your ice cream choice. Come on! Next baby you have, ditch that bucket of sludge and administer a massive dose of Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream right there. Come on. Boom. Right there. Oh. Oh, my Lord. It is so good, it's basically an epidural. In fact, our slogan is, Americone Dream, one bite, and you could yank a cantaloupe out of there. That's true.
Wow, really? That's what they say?
Nothing like a massive dose of dairy when you're doing a monologue. Nice. Since then, we've gotten videos from other businesses that could use a bit of a boost, like this one from La Tigre Men's Store in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and welcome to La Tigre. So, Steven, La Tigre is Puerto Rico's premier destination for custom clothing and Italian collections. And although we sell luxury items and high-quality goods, we're still a small business. So, past year has been really challenging for us as well. You know what else? Last year, when you told Abby your measurements for a birthday present, we made a shirt just for you. And we even put your initials to the shirt.
Well, I'm happy to say I got the shirt from La Tigre. And it's absolutely beautiful. There are the initials and everything. Unfortunately, due to the stress of the last couple of years, my measurements have evolved. I am not at liberty to discuss whether they've gone up or down. Let's just say this will be perfect for someone who shares my initials but has not been pounding pints of Americone Dream. Now, have this given to a waif. We've heard from so many great businesses that deserve the bump, but there was one in Cleveland, Ohio that really caught our eye.
Here we are at Fine Points in Cleveland, Ohio. My name is Liz Tekus, and I'm the owner. We have a huge selection of yarn. We support independent dyers. We have a lot of hand-dyed and hand-painted yarns. You can see here we have hundreds of buttons. Some people just come here for the buttons. So again, this is Liz Tekus from Fine Points in Cleveland, Ohio, and I hope you'll come and see us soon.
That got me excited about Fine Points, and I wanted to get other people excited about it, too. And if there's one thing that the fine slate of programming here at CBS has shown is that nothing gets people more excited than the release of a brand new NCIS franchise. But how could we harness that to help Fine Points? Take a look.
Listen up, agents. Congratulations. You have solved all the Navy-related crimes in Los Angeles.
Damn right.
Which means we have to transfer the entire NCIS unit. Welcome to Cleveland.
Ohio? Unbelievable. You left us all the clues.
Yeah. There's still one mystery. Where do they get this yarn?
Kenzie, come here. Someone's died. This fabric, it's hand-dyed by independent dyers.
It's amazing. Deeks, look at the detail.
Attention, fellow Clevelanders. As mayor of Cleveland, I must address the gruesome crime wave spreading across our city.
Damn it.
Knitting needles.
We believe the crochet killer is on the loose again.
Look at what he did to the victim's face.
Oh, so awful. But that is an incredible selection of buttons.
We must determine where he gets these amazing knitting slash murder supplies.
Let's check out the hyperdiagnostic images of the needle.
Okay, enhance. Double enhance. Enhance reflection. I'll convert still image into video.
This is Liz Tekus from Fine Points in Cleveland, Ohio.
Fine Points.
sorry, agents, but I think you've lost the thread.
Thank you, Drew Carey, everyone at NCIS Los Angeles, and of course, Liz Tekus and everyone at Fine Points Cleveland. I hope it helps move some yarn. We got a great show tonight.
Coming up, Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my first guest tonight from movies such as Brokeback Mountain, Nightcrawler, and Stronger. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not...
Give it a round of applause.
Not every guest comes on with their own cup of gunk. To what do I owe the honor? Is this what I think it is? Because this is what I wanted to talk about.
This is what you may think it is. This is a sourdough starter.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
You were one of the first guests that I spoke to. This is why I wanted to talk about it. I didn't know you were going to bring this here tonight. May I smell it?
Well, it comes wherever I go, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You just
really
take the batch with you? Or,
yeah, yeah.
At this point, you just
smell
excrete
mine?
It. Ooh. Nice and vinegary.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That is really
Thank
nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So that should be, if you ever do a cologne.
Oh.
Earlier on in the COVID thingamajig, in April of 2020, so right at the beginning of it,
yep.
You were one of my first guests over the Zoom there. And I don't know what we had planned to talk about, but about all we talked about was trying to make sourdough. And I wanted to show you just how much time we wasted doing it, Tim.
Why are we whispering? I have sourdough rising. It's resting. My sourdough's resting.
Is that something sourdough
Shh.
Has?
What? I understand. Is that something that sourdough has to do? It has to rest.
Well, there's some foam on the top. Now what do I do?
Okay, hold on.
Well, I can't eat that. What do I do?
Go from that to this,
which is resting. It's not yet fully rising, but it's on its way.
That's beautiful. I have no idea what motivates anyone to watch television anymore, so it is possible this conversation right now is either getting Super Bowl ratings or people are scrambling for the remote right now to click over to anything else.
There's a very particular kind of audience who's definitely into this.
Well, we're going to test that again tonight.
Yes, we are.
Here's the thing, is that I took your example, and this is where I ended up getting. Look at that beauty right there.
Oh,
look
wow.
Look at that. And then, oh, what happened to you, darling? Oh,
wow.
Oh, wait, you should have some friends.
Oh,
What's going on here?
Do you see what you can do? Do you see what you can do?
Are you still doing this?
What? Yeah, I'm still doing this. This is alive. It gets fed every single day.
So it's Thanksgiving. Are you going to make bread for Thanksgiving? And what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Do you cook?
I do cook. Yeah, I'm gonna go to my sister's house, my brother-in-law's house.
And, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and we're mm-hmm. gonna go. We're gonna cook.
Who does the turkey?
I do the turkey.
You're doing the turkey.
I'm gonna do the turkey.
Let me ask you something. Are you gonna stuff the turkey? Because Daniel Craig, I had him on the other night.
Oh, really?
And he thinks stuffing a turkey is truly a bizarre act.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna spatchcock my turkey, Daniel.
I'm sorry, what? This is CBS. I don't think you can say spatchcock.
Oh, yes, you can. I'm gonna spatchcock my turkey.
You gonna grill it? What are you gonna do?
Daniel Craig.
Wow. Are you grill it once you spatchcock it? What do you do?
You know, what you do is, yeah, we have a, my brother-in-law has a beautiful wood-burning oven. And I'm gonna buttermilk.
Like a Franklin stove kind of thing? Like,
I don't know what exactly, how do you,
it's you just, Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, yes. Okay, oh, right,
his
yes.
Stove.
But
his
yes,
stove, yes.
Yeah, sure, just like Benjamin Franklin.
How do you control, you, but what, it must be hard to find the right temperature there.
No, I mean, it's just hot, you know, it's hot, hotter, and very, very hot, don't get anywhere near it. It's sort of that, it's like, it's sort of cooler towards the entrance and hotter towards the backside, you know?
That's what I hear. Spatchcock it.
Yeah. Yep.
Stuff that spatchcock.
Well, first I'm gonna buttermilk brine it.
I'm gonna buttermilk brine it. Oh, baby.
Then I'm
salt, buttermilk, 24 hours. You gotta scrape it all off, or else you're not gonna brown.
That. How do you know that?
Oh, you think I haven't spatchcocked and buttermilk brined? Who do you take me for?
You're right.
You come into my house.
I heard
about this wood-fired oven, actually, from my producer, Toby. So I got, went and got you this. It's a precision infrared thermometer, so it can tell you the heat of your oven. And I want you to use this and tell me how it turns out.
Well,
that's
thank
for you.
You very much for that.
Thank you. That's what I do. I give.
This is so
and
generous.
I give, and I give.
I want to say I'm very grateful for you.
And you want to say it?
Well, I am very grateful for you. And I want to say...
It's Hollywood, you never know.
You're right. Exactly. So I want to say I'm very grateful
for you.
Yes,
I want to say I'm a huge fan.
I am a huge fan. But this is a rare gift, and I really want to say thank you for it, because I want to know how hot that stove is. And I'm going to think about you when I think about pointing it at the back.
We have to take a little break. We'll be right back with more Jake Gyllenhaal, everybody. Stick around.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. We're back here with Jake Gyllenhaal and whatever's in that cup. I want to talk to you about this little thing right here. This is going to be a huge gift next year, because it comes out. I was about to say it's going to be a Christmas gift, but it says comes out September 5th, 2023. You can pre-order.
Yes, you can.
Pre-order. Yes,
you can pre-order it,
because this is for kids, and it's good. Kids love knowing that there's a present coming later.
Yes.
It's called The Secret Society of Aunts and Uncles.
Yeah.
It's a book that you wrote.
Yes.
And what inspired you to do this? What is The Secret Society, friendo?
The Secret Society of Aunts and Uncles is a place that only aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews can go. And it is a story about the singular relationship that is the relationship between aunts and uncles, nieces, and nephews. And
they can say things that the mom and dad can't.
Yeah, they can be... think they're cool and give their nephews...
Think they're cool? Are you not cool?
I'd like to say that
are you
I
not
think
cool
that I'm cool.
To your, do you have nieces and nephews?
I think I'm cool, but I don't know if they think I'm cool, but I
how old are they?
They're 16 and 10.
One of them thinks you're cool.
Yes. It's very true.
Speaking of the kids,
yeah.
Is you're in a new animated movie called Strange World?
Strange World.
Strange World.
Yes.
And who are you? Who are you in this strange world?
I play, it's a story about three generations of this family called the Clades.
Mm-hmm.
And I play the middle one, the father of a young boy named Ethan and the son of a guy named Jaeger. So I'm both father and son in the center of this.
We have a clip here. Do you know what's going on here?
I do. I think it's when I've been estranged from my father for 25 years and then my son and I happen to run into something and we discover something.
And is this in... Is this in the strange world?
This is it. Well, are we in the... Yes, it's... Yes.
Are all of us in the strange world?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we are.
Is that what's revealed in this?
Oh, I'm not going to give that away. That's like telling what the Secret Society of Aunts and Uncles is. This is in the strange world.
Mm-hmm.
This clip.
Jim.
Hey, Legend, get back here! Ooh.
Hello. I'm a human being from the top world. You probably don't understand a word I'm saying, do you?
Of course I understand you. What do you think I am, one of those mindless monsters?
Huh?
That's right, bub. You're in the presence of the one, the only Jaeger.
Dad?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. Played your dad before.
He has. Second time Dennis Quaid and I have been father and son in a film, and second time we haven't been in pretty much any scenes together in that film.
Because the first one was Day After Tomorrow.
It was. And then this one, we don't act together when we do the voice recording. We are in alone in a room, and then we act with the director.
I gotta ask you one thing about a movie you're making. You're doing a remake, reboot, whatever you want to call it, of the 1989 classic. Classic's a strong word.
Beautiful reading.
Classic.
You should do
a
voice work.
Word.
That was beautiful. That was
classic.
That was somewhere in between a period and a question mark.
Roadhouse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Who are you? I don't really care. I just wanted to tell you that I auditioned for the 1989.
Oh, thank God! I thought you said
Roadhouse.
For ours.
No. I auditioned. I would. I auditioned for 1989. Jane Alderman Casting in Chicago called me in to audition, and I might have even gotten a call back. I don't know what, because it's a weird movie.
For
who? I don't know. It's Hillbillies at a Bar in Chicago. It's a really weird combo, and I just want to know if you finished shooting.
We finished shooting.
Because I want to be in your movie.
We're shooting a little something
you pick up some pickups?
We're doing
stuff?
Some pickups in a month or so.
Do you need
so.
Somebody to just walk by in the background and go, I love this roadhouse?
Yeah.
This is an even better roadhouse than the old roadhouse.
I was about to say yes till I heard you say that. But I
you could coach me. You could coach,
me. You gotta walk through the back. Will you walk through the background of Roadhouse?
I would love to. Somebody could punch me in the face, just teeth like chiclets all over the floor.
It really is. So fun, though. The movie we did finish, and the movie's going to be so fun. So can you make it funner?
Yeah, sure.
And will you be in it?
I mean, if you insist.
We insist.
You insist. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.